Well, we're going to have to, aren't we? Because that's, if the wickets are like last night, then it's obviously going to be a really key factor for the tournament. So I think the boys would have taken a lot of confidence out of the way they bowled their spin last night. Having said that's really only, you know, Maxi, I guess, was the one that we're really thrilled to see from a one-day perspective, see the way he bowled. And in terms of playing it, I mean, I think that's an ongoing challenge for us. I know that teams certainly can be prone to put more spin into their wickets when they know we're coming, given the way that we've played it over the years. So that's just something that we're continually trying to get better at.
George, Sean Abbott made a pretty good debut last night.
Yeah, I imagine there'll be opportunities for him. Yeah, great start. I was much the same as you, really impressed with his pace. Thought he hit a pretty challenging length for T20. So, yeah, good to see that he slotted in really quickly and didn't look out of place at all, did he? I would have nothing but that expectation. Yeah, I imagine Pakistan would be disappointed with the way they batted last night. So I imagine they will come back particularly hard. You know, it is a different format, so... As a one-day team, we're not going to read too much into what happened last night. It'll certainly be business as usual in terms of the way we prepare and our plans for the game. But I would imagine that, and a different ground too, but I would imagine it's going to be, you know, a particularly tough game. I think both. I think it'll obviously provide opportunity for some other spinners in the Pakistani lineup. Pakistan will obviously be trying to prove that they don't rely too much on Ajmal. Certainly as an opposition, I think it'll pose different challenges. But if you look at his record over a number of years, there's no doubt he's been very, very important to Pakistan.
Similarly, Irfan, I think probably this is your first exposure against Mohammad Irfan, the left-arm
Oh, it's going to be a challenge. Just chatting very quickly to the guys this morning who faced him last night, it's different. And any time that you come up against something that's different, and obviously his quality, he's playing international cricket, that it takes a little bit of time to adjust and get used to. So we have to find a way to deal with the bounce and the different things that he poses when he bowls, but hopefully we get used to that pretty quickly. I guess just exposure to spinning wickets and a lot of spinners would be why. I still think we've got a long way to go. As I said, I still think teams are doctoring their wickets when we come and play to produce very, you know, large spinning wickets when we come and play them, which says to me that teams still think that we're vulnerable against spin. So the challenge for us is to become so good at spin that that is no longer required. Teams are then just producing the best cricket wickets they can. I imagine the Dubai wicket won't change too much. I think we're playing on the same wicket, and I believe the Test wicket might even be the same as well. So that's going to be a challenge. I'm not sure about the others, to be honest. So we're heading out to Sharjah this afternoon to train. So we'll have a look and assess from there. I'm sure the 2020 boys were absolutely stoked with their performance. It doesn't mean a great deal for the one-day team in terms of anything that we're going to do in, you know, preparation-wise, or the handful of guys that are in both sides will obviously have a little bit of a taste of playing against some of the same guys we'll come up against in the one-day team and maybe some conditions that might be similar. But I think if you talk to any of the players and the change from formats, and it's a different series and it'll be about starting from scratch. I thought what the T20 side did really well last night was they started well. So they grabbed the momentum early and put Pakistan on the back foot, and we'll certainly be looking to replicate that. No, it hasn't had any effect on ours, because I think Cricket Australia took a pretty strong stance a number of years ago to not coach players into having actions that could be deemed illegal, which I think retrospectively has worked out quite well. So I think it was a hard decision to make, because there was some bowlers who were obviously having a big influence around the world, but it's worked out quite well. So it's had very little impact on us as a group. Oh, I'm not sure. You probably ask the previous captain about their psyche. My only experience playing Pakistan was the last time we were here, and it was an extremely hard-fought series, and it could have gone either way. I mean, we ended up on top, but it certainly could have gone either way. So from a playing perspective, I would be very surprised if any of our players felt that was the case, that we had an advantage, or that we should be expecting to win. I think that the conditions and the Pakistan team always pose very difficult challenges in all formats. So that's certainly how we approach it. There's never been a policy about picking four and one, or I think it's just about picking your best bowling team, whatever the conditions suggest. So that won't change. It'll just be about assessing the situation, assessing the wicket, assessing the conditions, assessing the opposition, and then working out what we think our best attack is to be able to take 10 wickets.